Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
What's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valenti and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled, and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the Ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Carson Anderson, 97, won a ticket. Open lines, 248-539-9797.
So Cross Califlis. It's not his
It's not his comb, no.
Not his comb.
Would it be Woodsy's? Has Woodsy been in studio? No.
I don't think Paul would come in studio, no. but I don't think that's Paul's comb.
Okay. All right, let's get to some Lions stuff, and we will talk with Jared Goff today at noon. Okay, easy fix or long-term issue? Red zone. Is that an easy fix or is it a long-term issue?
Is it wrong to say I think it's somewhere in between?
No.
I don't think it's a long-term issue. I think this team was very, very good in the red zone a year ago in terms of touchdown percentages. What we've seen in the first couple games, not so much. And obviously the last one, 1-for-7, that's not good. Is it an easy – I don't think anything's easy to fix necessarily in the NFL. I don't think this is one of these cases where, oh, defenses have figured out, you know, Ben Johnson's offense. I don't think that's it. I think there's a changing in personnel a little bit here, and they're going to have to try to figure some things out. I think maybe they got in their own way a little bit too. But it's hard. The closer you get to the goal line, it's hard if you're a passing team to throw the ball in the end zone. So when you go back and you look at what they had in goal-to-go situations or whatever, there weren't many that were inside the 10-yard line. So all their red zone activity is basically like first and 10 from the 18 or something like that, or maybe they get down to the 11, but it was never in that spot where you're first and goal from the 9. I think it happened one time, and they scored. Where you can take advantage of your power running game. Now, there was a sequence I wish they had just gone ahead and said, we're going to run it twice. I think it was 3rd and 3. And they chose to pass it. In hindsight, or actually my first guessing was, oh, it's 2-down territory. You just run it twice if you have to. Mm-hmm. But run it straight ahead. You got David Montgomery and do that. And maybe that's a lesson learned from Dan Campbell. They wanted to try some other things and it didn't work out. But I think getting a healthier each week by week, hopefully that LaPorta gets more involved, that he can be part of that. That maybe you start to introduce the other tight ends too with Hesse and with Brock Wright, give them opportunities. Tim Patrick being a big receiver, as you get in the red zone, how much more important is he going to be to perhaps win 50-50 battles? And Dan Campbell talked about his catch radius and all that. I think it's an easier fix. I don't think it's an easy fix.
So the thing about it is they were so good last year that seeing any struggles in touchdown percentage, like field goals when you're in the red zone to me feels like a win for the defense. So the Lions in touchdown percentage were 67%. They were excellent. And now they're like 27%. And that might just all be a product of Tampa. Going back and watching a lot of snaps on the All-22 after that game, I got to tell you, Tampa took a lot away. I don't know what they did. Was it just their knowledge of Detroit's route trees or whatever? And I'm looking forward to talking to Goff about it, because when you watch the All-22 and you're not watching the football, you're just watching the routes develop downfield. There were more than a few times where I'm like, he honestly had very little to throw to. Like, they did an exceptionally good job. Now, does that go back to something the Lions did wrong? Do they need to have some variations? Have they in any way become predictable? I don't know, but they have to ask themselves those questions.
Well, Dan Campbell says it all the time, and we say it too. Every game is going to have a different game plan. Different situations call for different things, and you can't just say, oh, we're going to do this, this, and this. once the game starts, things change based on what happens during the course of the game with injuries, with formations you're seeing that maybe you didn't see before on film and all that. And you're going to make the adjustments. To me, it's, again, not easy, but maybe a basic thing that I'd like to see more of is just commit to the run more. That's it. You've got two really good running backs. You've got an excellent offensive line. And more often than not, you should be able to impose your will and pick up at least 4 yards a carry, because we've seen it. Now, that's just basic. Does that mean that that's what they're going to do? I don't know. But I think that they can get back to running the ball a little bit more, because it was that disparity in the first half, 24 passes, 12 running plays in the first half. That's 2 out of 3 plays is going through the air rather than on the ground, when last we saw, our eyes last saw, a dominating run game at the in overtime against the Rams.
Given the injuries Tampa had, specifically in the secondary, it was pretty clear, and Dan Campbell admitted as much yesterday, and he said, I'm not apologizing for it. Our game plan was to pass to set up the run.
Yeah.
And they didn't have a ton of success passing. They only got the one deep ball to J-Mo early, and then it felt like Tampa's like, not again, and either switched up or played more zone with two safeties high or whatever, but they weren't giving up that route as the game went on. And, you know, when you don't have success passing and it isn't really setting up the run, it becomes a fail.
But they did have over 300 yards passing in the game. They did have nearly 470 yards in offense during the game. The problem was literally inside the red zone. That was the problem.
Phone calls, feedback coming up. Jared Goff at noon, 97.1 The Ticket.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
It's not just about watching the game. It's about betting on it. I'm Mike Valeni, and on Cash the Ticket, Jim Costa and I break down every college football and NFL matchup like it's the last game we're ever going to watch. From the best bets to the sneaky underdogs, and of course, as my co-host likes to say, the value. And the one thing we're not going to do is pretend we're professionals. We have fun with it. It's an entertainment product, and it makes watching games a hell of a lot of fun. So Cash the Ticket. Follow it in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.